with no point of rest. Dark and of light. And as you speak, 100 billion galaxies I'm born. In the vapor of your breath, the planets form. If the stars were made to worship, so will I. I can see your heart in everything you've made. Every burn a star, a signal fire of grace. If creation sings your praises, so will I. God of your promise, you don't speak in vain, no syllable empty or void. For once you have spoken, all nature and science follow the sound of your voice. And as you speak, 100 billion creatures catch your breath, evolving in pursuit of what you said. If it all reveals your nature, so will I. I can see your heart in everything you say. Every signal fire, your grace. If creation still obeys you, so will I. So will I. So will I, so will I, so will I. Our Father, all of heaven roars your name, sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise, can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Our Father, all of heaven roars your name, sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise, can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Our Father, all of heaven roars your name, sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise, can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Our Father, all of heaven roars your name, sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise, can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Spirit break out. Break our walls down. Spirit break out. heaven come down. Spirit break out, to break our walls down. Spirit break out, heaven come down. King Jesus, you're the name we're lifting high. Your glory shaking up the earth and sky. Revival, we wanna see your kingdom here. We wanna see your kingdom here. King Jesus, you're the name we're lifting high. Your glory shaking up the earth and sky. Revival, we wanna see your kingdom here. We wanna see your kingdom here. King Jesus, you're the name we're lifting high. Your glory shaking up the earth and sky. Revival, we wanna see your kingdom here. We wanna see your kingdom here. Spirit break out, break our walls down. Spirit break out, heaven come down. All that I am, all that I have, is beautifully made by your hand. There are no questions, there is no doubt, that you look at me and feel proud. You're not embarrassed, you're not ashamed. You stand in wonder of what you made. I am loved, I am loved by you. 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 All that I am, all that I have, is beautifully made by your hands. There are no questions, there is no doubt, that you look at me and feel proud. You're not embarrassed, you're not ashamed. You stand in wonder of what you made. I am loved, I am loved by you. 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 At this moment, I'm going to turn it over.
Bless the name of Jesus. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Dr. PK. I am calling in here from Monticello, Mississippi, Silver Creek, Mississippi, here in the state of Mississippi. And let us go to God in prayer before we do anything else, because he is so worthy. Let us pray. Oh, holy God, indeed, we are thankful for this day. We thank you, God, that you shook us this morning, woke us up with a mind to serve you. We thank you, God, because you love us so much. Hallelujah. And we just bless your name this morning. We honor you. We hallow your name. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. We bless you today. We ask, holy God, that everything we do will be acceptable in your sight. Therefore, we ask that you place an angel at the gates of our lips, so that we will say only those things which will be bring you glory. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Father, in the name, as each person comes today to just reminisce on your goodness, on your mercy, on your kindness, we ask, God, that you will show up and that you will be blessed by each and every word that comes out of our mouths, by every song that is sung. God, you get the glory in Jesus' name. We thank you, God. We love you, God. And I thank you for this great TMC family. Bless us today as we go forward in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. As I've stated before, one of the scriptures that I love is Psalms 118:24. Indeed, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I want us to rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, 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 everybody, to our 10th year anniversary. How did all of this start over here? Well, I'm here to tell you that I'm one of the people who was shaken in October. It may have been a little before then, because when God called us to do something, we don't always jump up and say, "Here I am, Lord, send me." No, it was like, "Lord, are you sure you're sending me?" And the reason is because we were already on another call. But when God had me to preach this sermon, "Who Moved My Cheese," I knew it was time for us to move, for me to move, for a change to take place. And so I thank God that I have an ear to hear what thus say the Lord. But more specifically than that, I thank God that I have someone in my life who absolutely sat with me, prayed with me, cried with me, and shook me and said, "Sit down a minute. No, we got to move." And so that person happened to be Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and I came together 10 years ago. Who would have thought that we would still be here 10 years later doing basically the same thing? And I thank God, thank God, thank God that he shook us to do this, because I truly believe that as a result of this, we are here today with Artist International. Artist International is a health and wellness company, for those of you who don't know, who have just absolutely changed the lives of so many. Went through a shaky, shaky, shaky transition, and I'm here to tell you, prayer will sustain you. Because on today, Artist stands very strong, and I believe that it is a result of us being here praying for the leaders, the Diaz de Leon family. Mom and Pop Diaz de Leon absolutely loved me. This is our testimonial day, testimonial, one of our testimonial services that we're going to have during this month. And I just thought that as one of the founders of this call, I should come out and give you the testimonial about how we truly, truly got started. And we got started over here praying for Mom and Pop and the Artist family, praying for the leaders to understand how important it is for you to carry out the vision of the owners, because they are the ones God gave the vision for this particular company, and praying that we would just be the light that we should be over here in this world of darkness, because without our health, we don't have wealth. Doesn't matter how much money you have, without your health, you have anything. And so Pastor Vanessa and I, there was a time when we were calling each other 2-3 times a day to just get the day get up and going. If I could just tell you, when we first got over here, we were doing it all. We did the opening, the greeting, the praying, the everything. We did it every, and we did the preaching. We did everything except singing. And then God brought on board Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, who brought the praise. Judah goes first, you all. God knew we needed some praisers, somebody who could praise and worship. And so she came along, and we thank God for that. Now, when Pastor Vanessa comes to tell the story, it would be more succinct. She's going to have it written down just like a history teacher, and she's probably going to have every dot, date, and hour. God puts you with someone who absolutely compliments you. You aren't the same. We are not the same. Dr. Vanessa and I are very different. Mama Josie just absolutely loves up on both of us and accepts us where we are, because we are her two daughters that are different. And one she had, and the other one she just acquired. She acquired me. Come here, girl, lay down on this bed and talk to me. Sit down here. We're going to pray at this table. It was all of these things that God has done with us. Well, today we are going to open up, and we are going to have our, we have three people who are going to come and give their testimonies, and they are going to tell you how this call has affected them down through the years. They will let you know when they came on board and what they do here, and how we and this call and this ministry have affected their lives. Before they come, I'm going to ask our songbird to come back, Miss Kaylin. Let me tell you, as a result of the praise and worship, and I'm not going to talk a lot about that because that's going to be Minister Tiffany's testimony. She's going to talk to you about what God did to get us to where we are with our praise and worship. All of us, God will use you to do what he wants done as you are moving ahead, in as you say yes to him and his call on your life and moving ahead in ministry for him. Minister Kaylin is one of our young, beautiful women of God. I just absolutely love her. She's our daughter. We pray for her. We love up on her because she absolutely gives of herself with loyalty, and we thank God that she is coming right now to open up as we begin our testimonial service this morning. Minister Kaylin, would you come and give us a little of your praise and worship this morning, and then we're going to go right into our testimonials. We're going to ask Minister Robin to come first, then Minister Brenda, then Minister Willa, in that order. Minister Kaylin, are you there? Can she? Can you unmute yourself and come and sing the praise and worship song, just a little of it this morning, Minister Kaylin?
Star 6 and 1.
While she's figuring that out, let's just go on to Minister Robin. And Minister Kaylin, whenever you can come, I want you to come, because I love bathing our testimonials with praise and worship. Praise and worship is so vitally important to all in entering the presence of God and in just absolutely touching his heart, touching God's heart. All righty, Let's go, Minister Robin. Come on with your testimony, please.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, family. Good morning, Dr. PK. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Super fantastic. Take it away.
Okay. Good morning, family. As Dr. PK said, my name is Minister Robin, and this call has truly, truly been a blessing, and I am just so grateful and so honored to be a part. And for me, way back in, I believe it was 2011, again, on another call, and then began listening and participating in this call. And I remember the Lord saying to me that I was going to step into a role as the baton was going to be passed by another wonderful woman of God who was the prayer general. And I became the prayer general, and I love to pray. And that's what this call was about, and that was my heart. And it was just a continuation of what I do every single day. And being part of this ministry, being part of the lives of these women and men of God, has truly been a blessing. We pray, we cry, we sing, we laugh, and they have truly been there for me. And one thing I can truly share, of course, there's many things, but I don't want to be long-winded. I think of my family, and Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, just like we ask you for your prayer requests, we get together as a team, and we share ours, because as prayer warriors and intercessors, we do not disclose everything that we're asking God for out in the open, because we know that we're targets. So we have a time where we're together, and that's when we can cry out to one another and share our concerns. And one of my concerns was my family. My brother had gone home to be with the Lord in 2011, and he left a wife and two children, my nephews, a two-month-old little boy and a four-year-old. And during this time, a hardship, we were not able to remain close to my nephews. It was sporadic. But God, standing on the word, believing God for restoration and family, and to this day, God has truly, truly blessed us. We have a relationship with our nephews. I get to speak to them. I get to see them. I get to continue to cover them in prayer along with their mom and their siblings. And we were praying for years. So knowing that, being part of this call, being part of this family, there are many that we may not have seen. I may not have seen, but there are those that I was able to hug and look at and celebrate with. God truly is our master. He's my master. And he has given me a responsibility to be able to lift you up in prayer, lift my family up in prayer, lift Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa and all of us that are part of this team up in prayer. And it's a joy. It's an honor. And I just want to say thank you to my God. Thank you to Dr. Vanessa. Thank you, Dr. PK, for the opportunity to be part of a family that's so, from the bottom of their hearts. I mean, you can truly, and we're not moved by feelings, but you can feel the love. You can truly feel it. They call you when you miss it. They pray for you when you can't pray. They lift you up. They encourage you. They will even correct you. God is good. And I'm truly blessed to be part of the Master's call. That's it, Dr. PK.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. All righty, you got it. Minister Brenda, you're next.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Dr. PK, for this opportunity. Good morning, TMC family. I am Brenda Terrell, who resides on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and it's just good to know the Lord. It's just good to have his blessings. It's just good to know the Lord and to know that I've been redeemed. And I want to say good morning to all of you again. I must also add, it's just good that God allowed me to be a part of the Master's Call. Ever since I've been a part of this great ministry with our founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Miss Super Fantastic, I've seen God move mightily through our prayers, through our fasting, and through the servant hearts of so many here on this call and this wonderful ministry. And I'm so grateful to be a part of it. And I can feel his anointing many, many, many times. I could feel how his anointing, like Dr. P.K. Roberts would say, down in my sanctified toes. And it's just a blessing to share the love of God among so many. Now, granted, I hoped that I was just coming to this call and sit at the table and eat. But Dr. Vanessa quickly asked me one day at an artist meeting when I was joining in to serve. And, you know, we can run, but we can't hide. I can recall 2 Timothy 1 and 7, where it reminds us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And I knew that God called us all to serve in some capacity for him. And I'm thankful that I was obedient and became a part of the Master's Call. With the prayers of my family and the TMC and so many, but I know that this family stood firm on God's word. And in prayer together, God literally brought back my husband from death's door. And I'm telling you, literally brought him back from death's door. He kept all my children and my grandchildren from harm's way and kept them healthy. Now, you know, some people just don't take that. They may take that for granted. I don't. He brought me out of depression when I didn't want to admit it, just to name a few. You know, I rejoice even the more when I see God manifest his glory in so many others, in all of you. I mean, he's just shown up and shown out in such a manner to all we could say is to God be the glory for the things he has done. Needless to say how much God has strengthened me, empowered me, and have enriched me. And I know he's done it for you. God said, call on me. That's one of my favorite scriptures, you guys, out of Jeremiah 33:3. He said, call on me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. And I'm looking forward to the next 10 years of God's greater and mighty things with this awesome ministry. Thank you so much for being a part of the Master's Call. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Back to you.
God bless you, Minister Wilson.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, I'm just sitting here basking in the testimonies that we've heard already, and I know I only have so much time. So good morning, my TMC family. I was sitting here thinking about, oh, my God, which testimony should I tell? Because the Master's Call has just been there praying for my entire family. And I think I've been here for about 10 years now, because when I think about Minister Robin and she's talking about her brother Kemp that we prayed for, I can't believe it's been that long and just how God has answered so many of our prayers. So I think the testimony I want to tell is when I first came to the Master's Call, and my daughter was living in D.C., and she was dating a guy who she thought was on the up and up. Well, we came to find out that he was a pimp, and we did not know it. And you can only, and she was so young at the time, she had to be no more than about 24. And he talked about taking her to places and doing things with her, but she had enough sense to say, my daddy does everything that needs to be done for me, so I don't need you to do that. But I knew that the prayers of one would send 1,000 to flight, and the prayers of two would send 10,000 to flight. So I knew that I had this new family called the Master's Call, and I knew that they were a praying family, and I knew that I could go to them in prayer and ask them to please pray for my daughter, that God would deliver her from this person. And sure enough, I'm telling you, it was so quick. It was like God answered our prayers immediately. We got her out of D.C., brought her home. I had her to do some. I told her, girl, you're going to take some Street Smarts 101, and I'm going to give it to you. And then we let her go back, and long story short, he got put in jail, and then everything went well. But I'm just saying the prayers of the righteous avail as much. That was the first prayer that that the TMC joined me in. I mean, they have, my TMC family has prayed for each and every family member, each and every one of my family members. You all know about Taryn. You all know about how we prayed for her. You know a little bit about my son. But one day my message to the TMC family is just going to be about God answers prayer based on the prayers of one will send 1,000 flight and the prayers to 10,000. Now, the TMC family, I have been used in so many ways, and I love to tell the story about how I was getting ready to go to work, and I was just listening to the Master's Call. I wasn't greeting. I wasn't posting. I wasn't bringing the word. I was just being fed, getting fed as I get ready for work in the morning. And I heard Dr. PK say, now, we're going to have Willa greet. And, oh, my God, I was in the bathroom. I had to hold on to the towel bar. I thought I was going to pass out. All I had to do was greet them. It wasn't that much just to greet. But today, how God has used me, and I'm not a shy person, but how God has used me to be able to give a word impromptu to anybody, anywhere, and I believe it's all because of the Master's Call. So thank you, Dr. Vanessa, who I call our equal opportunity nest ejector, our E1, who will push us on out of the nest, and Dr. PK, who will keep us flying once we get pushed out of the nest. I love you all. I love my Master's Call sisters and brother, and we invite you to join our Master's Call team. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. PK.
Oh, wow. I tell you one thing. You three this morning, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, you three, one of my powerful numbers, have come out and done just what I would want you to do. As we stand on that scripture over in Revelation that says, then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his anointed one. But the accuser of our brothers and sisters, the one who accuses them before our God day and night, has been thrown out. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives even in the face of death. Overcoming by the word of our testimony is what we are going to be doing throughout this month, with other powerful testimonials to add to the ones we heard this morning. We overcome by faithful commitment to God and by declaring his goodness in our lives. We are even willing to declare that we will not waver from our faith in Jesus during trials, tribulations, and even in the face of death. And I want you, each of you, to find hope in the testimonials of that you will hear, and that you will step up to the plate with your own testimony, that you will open your mouth and come forth and say what God has done for you and is doing for you. There will be a day when we will open up during this month, so that you, as you are coming on, will be able to give a word of testimony on what and how this call has been a blessing to you. That's all we want to know during this time. At this time, we're going to bring back to the front of the line. First of all, let me thank again Minister Robin. Thank you for your testimony, because relationships are so important. Minister Brenda, I tell you, you are our prayer general, and you have powerful, powerful words of encouragement in your testimonies. And Minister Willa, I know you have so many testimonials to bring, and I had completely forgotten that one. And I thank God that you came and shared it this morning. I tell you, these children, all of our children belong to us over here. And all of our children have given us something that we had to pray about. Minister Brenda, our prayer general, is coming right now and close this call out. Come on, Minister Brenda, with our testimonials and prayer. Minister Brenda, are you there? Well, Father knows all
yes,
things.
Yes, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Okay, I was muted. Let's pray over our prayer request. Father, we just thank you for your awesomeness. When we glorify you, O God, for being the awesome God that you are. Lord, we thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the testimonies of the saints. We thank you, Father God, that you are our living and true God. And, Lord, we know that it's only in you that we live, we move, and have our very being. So we lift up all these people, Father God, that we know that are on our hearts. There are many, Father God, who are going through health challenges, and we lift them up, and we call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. You told us in your word that you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes, we are healed. So we decree and declare that they are healed by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father God, for touching the hearts of and the minds, Father, of those that have lost loved ones who have gone home to be with you, O God. So we are asking, Lord, that you just put your arms around them, comfort them like never before, especially our sister Esther Williams, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for keeping her in perfect peace, her and the children of her sister, Lord God. Thank you for what you're doing in all of our lives, Father, who have lost loved ones. And we know, Father God, that you are the true and living God. And, Lord, nothing is short in your word. So we thank you that you are watching over your word to perform it in our lives, in our minds, and in our hearts. In Jesus' name, we say thank you. Thank you for Artist Life. Thank you for the people that are working diligently, Lord God. Thank you for what you're doing in the company and among those that are participating, whether it be members or distributors, Father God, even the owners, Lord. Give a special blessing to Mom and Pop, Father. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. Hallelujah and amen. I just want to share real quick that we do have Awareness Wednesday coming up after this call, and it will be with the Flanagans, Diamond President Reggie and Victoria Flanagan, and that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617 pound, and they will be speaking on bladder infection. So that's going to be a powerful call. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617 pound. Back to you, Dr. Piquet.
All righty. Thank you so very much. Thank each of you for coming out today. Come out the rest of the month. Invite somebody. And know that God has something wonderful that he's going to share with us each and every time. Father, now we ask that your grace and your mercy will rest, rule, and abide with us, your children. As we go out and open our mouths, the sound of you will come out and lives will be changed. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy God. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends. Bye-bye.